This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, indeed. 855-99-37569. It is Happy National Chocolate Caramel Day, which I think is really mean. It's also Let's Laugh Day, but it's also, as more importantly than anything else, it's Welcome Ann to the Program Day. Welcome Ann, yay!
Hi.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
How are you today?
Hopefully I'll be better after speaking with you.
Amen. Amen. Let's do it. How am I going to help you?
I'm having an issue with my daughter. This past year has been a difficult one for me. And I've had some depression and other things, and because of that, I left my apartment, got a hell. Can I say that on the air? Sorry.
You did, that's all right. When you say your apartment went to hell, it didn't go into foreclosure. It's just messy, yes?
Right. Very, very messy. And I was truly embarrassed about it, but I realized I needed help in order to get it back in order.
Okay.
So I had asked my daughter and then one of my brothers, who I felt that I could trust 100% that this dark secret of mine would stay between the three of us. I realized it might have been too much for my daughter to see, and I tried to prepare her for that because she hasn't been to my place in a while, so she had no idea, and I wasn't telling her anything.
All right, let me stop you for just a second. Let me just stop. So I'm following along with you. How old is your daughter, Anne?
She's 39.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 59.
All right, when you say your house, your apartment was a mess, are we talking about, can you give me some idea? I mean, were you hoarding? And okay.
I don't call myself a hoarder. I just got lazy, there was lots of trash, I mean, empty food containers,
okay. Lots
of newspapers. I hadn't done any cleaning. It's amazing how it looks today. Compared to how it did last weekend.
All right, how long had it been, you're saying empty food containers, newspapers, over what period of time? Are we talking a month or 5 months?
No, over the last year.
Okay, so it was, were there stacks of stuff? Yeah, okay.
Well, there were areas that maybe were 3 feet high.
Okay, I'm getting the idea. All right, so okay. This it was really super, like the health department would have thrown up. Okay, got it.
Yes. And it was very hard for me to ask for help. But like I said, I knew I needed it. I didn't want to live that way anymore. I know my sibling, my brother, I know he was shocked. It was much worse than he thought it would be. Because he has seen other homes I've lived in. This has never happened to me before.
Okay.
I've been messy where I've left stacks of newspapers, but they've always made it to the recycling bin eventually, a month's worth of Sunday papers or something like that. I've never not taken out my trash before. My daughter knows that I can be somewhat messy. She's more of a perfectionist when it comes to housekeeping. And I get that, and that's why I tried to prepare her. Well, she worked with me on Saturday.
Let me just ask you one question. When you say you tried to prepare, what did you say?
Well, I told her as best I could that just what I told you, what she would find when she walked into the apartment.
So you said things like a year's worth of dirty dishes and newspapers and things stacked 3 feet high.
Right.
Okay, you said those words, though.
to the best of my memory, yes.
Because clearly the word messy can be someone didn't close a cabinet door, but you're talking serious issue here. Okay.
Yeah, filthy is what the word I used.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry, did you want to ask me something?
No, it's okay, go ahead.
Okay. So when she came on Saturday, my brother and I had already started the process, and when she was able to come a few hours later, I mean, I watched her, the expression on her face. I knew this was going to be hard for her. And she, you know, I said, do you need to talk about this right now? If this is too much for you, I understand. But I have to get this done. So if you can help me, I understand. But I've just got to get going on this. So
okay.
No, she rolled up her sleeves and. You know, she got into it with, you know, she started working with my brother and myself, and I knew when I would take things down to the dumpsters that they were talking, and I expected that,
Okay.
It was a shock for both of them. But anyway, the next day on Sunday, my brother came over and we continued, and my daughter came when she could, and I could tell she was more quieter than normal. I could tell something was up, and I said to her again, you know, do you want to talk about this with me? I know you've been talking about it with your uncle, and she said no, but that she couldn't stay, you know, as long. I realized that. I really didn't expect her to. She has three children at home and a husband, and this is the first time that she's been away from them for 2 days in a row like that, for hours. And the littlest one, the six-year-old, really missed her, and besides, she had, you know, to help prepare them for school on Monday, and I understood all this. Well, my brother had left for a few hours himself. He had some other duties to take care of, and my daughter and I were in the apartment, and she said that she needed to wrap it up and get going. I said that was fine, but she wanted to charge her cell phone up, so I said, sure, go ahead. You know, the apartment was really starting to talk better by the, you know, Sunday evening. And so we're just idle chatting, you know, and then I said, well, I really, you know, I'm going to lose my motivation here. I know you have to go. I appreciated all your help. I said, is there anything you want to say to me? I can promise you that my home will never look like this again. Well, she said, no, you know, everything's okay. And I know I'm kind of paraphrasing, but to the best of my recollection, I knew she was sad about it, I guess, that I'd been living like that.
Yep.
And I understood that. But so I said, well, I really have to, like I said, get going and stay motivated and continue to, you know, work on it. My brother was coming back that evening. So I gone open up my apartment door to bring some things out of the dumpster, and I saw this woman come down the hall and came back into my apartment. And I thought, wait a minute, she looks familiar. And I opened up the door, and it was one of my sisters. And I said, what are you doing here? And, well, she came up to me, and she gave me a big hug. And I thought, I knew she had spent the afternoon with my mother. And I thought, Debbie, what's wrong? Because we had just lost a sibling February 1st. I come from a large family, and we had lost somebody. And right,
let me put you on hold. We'll pick up where your sister came up, all right? Hang on. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be back with a minute in a moment. We'll be right back.
855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We're talking with Ann, who's had a tough year, and her house really got to the point of real problems. Junk and newspapers and food containers piled 3 feet high, and she finally sort of looked around and said, I can't do this anymore. Called her daughter and her brother to come over and help. Both of them were somewhat shocked by the the degree, I think, of the mess. And when both of them left on Sunday, her sister arrived at the house. All right, so let's pick up from that point.
Dr. Joy, my daughter was still here when my sister arrived.
Okay.
My daughter, as I said, I believe now stayed to charge her phone under the premise that she was just waiting for my sister to show up.
Okay.
Apparently she had called her Sunday morning and unloaded.
Well, she very likely called and said, this is a real mess and we could use some help.
But, yes, that's what she did. But she also thought my sister, who I'm not close with, who would have been one of the last people, if any, that I would have confided in about this, would have asked for help from. My daughter knew this.
Why would this sister have been a problem for you?
Because my sister lives a different kind of lifestyle. I know her life isn't perfect, but she likes to project that it is. She was kind enough years ago when I went through a divorce to open up her doors to me and let me stay at their house. It's a pretty big house until I could figure out what I wanted to do. But she said anything that happened within their four walls had to remain there. And I swore to that. I've never said a word about what's happened in their house. But she still likes to project this image that she has a basically perfect life.
Well, I mean, I'm still all right. So continue with the story. So your sister or your daughter's obviously closer to the sister than you are, and
no, not really.
Well,
not
she,
really.
It looked like your daughter just felt like she needed to call in some help. So
but,
your daughter was still there.
Right.
Your sister showed
right.
up. So then so continue with the story for me.
I was mortified. My sister came up to me. She gave me a hug, and as I said, we lost a sibling on February 1st, and my mother's 86, and I thought, my sister came up, gave me a hug, and I thought, and I said, Debbie, what's wrong? And right away, I thought about my mother. She took this news very hard about her son. First child she's lost. Hopefully, it'll be the last one in her lifetime. And I thought she was going to tell me something about my mother. And then I realized she was there because she knew about how I'd been living through my daughter, and my daughter promised, she swore to me, she would not take it to anybody. She would talk to me or my brother, who I trusted, and we would deal with it, and it would just stay with, between the three.
Well, wait a minute. You actually said to your daughter, and she said she agreed to, you can't tell anybody about this?
Yes. And this is where the problem is now.
All right, let me stop you before I go on. All right, because I don't want you to dig yourself any deeper than you already have. I agree. I think that was an unwise and to a certain extent unfair thing to inflict on your daughter. Let me just show you from your daughter's point of view what she saw. She saw a complete breakdown. She saw a mother that, and I have no idea what your relationship was previously, but what she saw was a complete deterioration, not only a physical deterioration of the living space, but exactly as you understand, Anne, that how we keep our living space to a certain extent reflects how who we are, how we are. It's
how
not.
We feel.
Pardon?
How we feel.
Yeah, yeah, how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about the
right.
world, our emotional state. And you understood that as well. You looked at this mess and thought, okay, enough is enough. There's a serious
right.
problem going on here. And it's a serious problem on two levels. It's not only a housekeeping issue. It's a personal issue. It's a self-image. It's a inability to function issue. Your daughter,
right.
you've had a year to come to that revelation. Your daughter walked in and saw it. Now, you have to remember, among other things, she may be a 39-year-old adult with three kids. But she's also your daughter. And to see someone that you love in that kind of situation is truly terrifying for a whole lot of reasons. First of all, because, oh my gosh, that's my mother and I love her. Second of all, that's my mother who I assume can take care of herself and can maybe take care of me. Number three, I'm going to have to take care of mom. And number four, this is likely to get worse before it gets better. So my point being that this was, I think you're not having an accurate emotional recognition of how truly terrifying this was for your daughter.
Dr. Joy, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, but hang with me. Hang with me a little longer, because I know you want me to be convinced that your daughter betrayed you, and I think you're looking at it wrong. I think on some level she did, but you exacting that promise, I think, was completely unfair, because it left her with no support system for this really terrifying burden that you placed on her shoulders.
But see, I felt that she had support system with her.
Well,
uncle,
but obviously,
being there.
But obviously you were not accurate. That she felt that she needed, and she, I think viewing this as a selfish act on her part is missing the point. I don't think she did this to harm you. I don't think she did this to make herself feel important. I think she did it for two reasons. First of all, because she was overwhelmed. Look, what if you walked in on your daughter or one of your sibs or one of your friends and they were shooting heroin and they said, "You can't tell anybody." What? This is a life-threatening situation, and what you're going to do is anything you can to help this person. I agree. Your daughter probably should not have made that commitment to you. She should not have said, and you knew she was burdened because you're telling me even in the conversation, the retelling of it, that at least five or six times you said, "Dear, do you want to talk about it?" You knew she was burdened by this. And look, the whole situation, Anne, is a mess. But to view her as betraying you is missing the point. She felt she was saving your life. And the things we will do when we feel it's a matter of losing someone's trust in us or saving them, that's not much of a choice. And most of us would opt to save somebody because someone trusting us and then we having to live with the guilt that they're, you know, that they suicided or that they shot up heroin or that they were in such a depressed situation that they literally could not throw away trash. I mean, it's a terrible choice to have to make, but most of us would opt to undermine the relationship and save the person. And that's what she decided to do. And I think in your unhappiness and your shame that you're missing the point. I'd like for you to let go of the shame. You had enough sense to ask for help, but also to understand that your daughter did exactly the same thing. She just asked somebody for help. Let me put you on hold and let's walk through this a bit more, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DVB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948. Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. We're talking with Ann, who's had a really tough year, and it was reflected in her house. And Ann was sensible enough and brave enough to sort of realize that she was in trouble and called the two people that she felt she could trust the most, which is her daughter and her brother, to come over and help her. And Sunday, they came and helped on Saturday. And then Sunday, her daughter stayed behind, and Ann's sister, to whom she's not particularly close, although she stayed with her at a previous time in her life, came over to help. And Ann is really angry with her daughter for basically betraying what Ann felt was a secret. And I was saying, Ann, look, I think you're missing the point here a little bit, that your daughter felt terrified and overwhelmed, and she called in the cavalry. She called in somebody that she felt she could help. And I think that that it may be embarrassing, but, and I'm sure your daughter understood, especially since it sounds like you were aware that you really didn't want this to be known outside of the two of them, but the urgency that she felt was so strong that she felt she had no choice, that she needed to save you as opposed to save your feelings or save your reputation, and that at this particular moment, I think you're focusing on the wrong stuff. Because I'm hearing, even in your description of how terrified your daughter really was, and she made what was a difficult decision, which is to get some help of somebody who'd helped you in the past.
Dr. Joy, I don't know that my daughter was terrified, but she certainly was upset. I understand that maybe upset isn't strong enough, but the fact is that she didn't do me any good by calling my sister, because my daughter was feeling bad because she couldn't give me more help because she had her own family to take care of, which I understood. So she thought by calling my sister could
would come and help.
An extra, right. But that's all my sister could have done. My sister isn't a psychiatrist. She isn't
somebody that could counsel me. She wasn't asking, but all she was having her, your sister do was come and help you clean up the crap.
But I did not want that. I did not want my sister to know this.
Stop. Listen, you can choose to go down this path, which I think would be incredibly unfortunate. But it's your path. You can do what you want to do. What I'm saying to you is that you're losing the forest for the trees here. That obviously you need, next time, God forbid this ever happens again, and you look at your house and say, I need some help, call up a professional house cleaning service. And they will come, and they won't tell anybody because they don't care. They don't know any of your family. But once you get human beings, once you get family people involved and say you can't tell, you're asking them for a double burden. You're burdening them with doubly, not only to help you, but to keep a secret. And that's a not very fair thing to do. And you may feel that your daughter let you down. I would view it as your daughter tried to save you in the best way that she knew how. And calling a therapist, you can't call a therapist to make a house call in most places. And you didn't ask your daughter to be your therapist. You asked your daughter to help you clean up the crap. And what your daughter did was, when she couldn't do it all, she got somebody in that she felt that she could trust, that you could trust, and to help you out. And to view that as a betrayal, I think, is missing the emotional impact. And it's, you're not even missing the emotional impact. You're just saying, I want to have it my way. I want to be able to scare the living daylights out of my brother and my daughter and have it go no further than that because I have my pride. Next time, if that's what you feel, is you don't want anybody to know about it, then hire a stranger to do it. Pay them money and they will do it. But asking family members to keep secrets is an unfortunate and unfair burden, and it seldom works.
I think
your daughter was trying to save you, and she may have chosen the inappropriate tools, but I think most of us, if we feel that somebody is so desperate that we worry about their safety, that the idea of betraying a secret is so minor on the landscape that it's, and I deal with this all the time of a kid who'll call up and say, my best friend threatened suicide and then made me promise I wouldn't tell. And I'm saying, you may lose the friendship, but if you keep the secret, you may lose the friend. And I think that's exactly where your daughter was. And for you not to understand, and on some level, I say for you not to understand, you did understand. You said a number of times to your daughter, do you want to talk? You understood how burdened she was. You understood how frightened she was. And you thought, well, okay, she can just talk to me about it. And she couldn't. You're the person she was frightened about.
She had my brother there. She could talk to.
And I'm not gonna do this anymore. You can choose to be angry with your daughter, which means that you will then lose a relationship with your daughter. And I'm telling you how to fix it, and you're not paying any attention. You're hanging on to that anger for dear life. And the reason you're hanging on to that anger is because of your pride. There are times where your pride costs you more than you can afford. You were in desperate trouble. You picked two people to help you because you felt that they would keep your confidence. That's a crappy thing to do to somebody. To say, I'm going to use you to clean out my house, to help me get back on my feet, and no matter how much it costs you, I don't care. You have to keep my secret because it's my pride. I don't think that's a very fair contract to make with anybody. And your daughter couldn't do it. And you can choose to be angry with your daughter, which means you're left in this life with your brother, maybe. And your brother, is, at some point, very likely will feel the same thing, is, I'm overwhelmed by this. I think you need a therapist. I think you probably need a professional house cleaning service. And I think you need to understand that your daughter was faced with two really rotten alternatives. One was to keep a secret that she felt could be life-threatening, and the other was to call in somebody that she felt she could trust, who loved you, who would come and help. Those were her choices. Not very good choices. But you can, and you can go ahead and be angry with your daughter. If you want to forgive your daughter, understand the position you put her in and how overwhelming and unfair it was. And get yourself some help. Okay, fair enough. And I'm not yelling at you, even though I sound a little bit, even to me, that I'm yelling at you. I'm saying your pride is costing you more than it's worth. Your pride and, you know, $5.25 will buy you a crappy cup of coffee. You need some help. And the people that you asked to help you needed some help, too. And that's all it boils down to. Nobody did anything to embarrass you. Nobody did anything to hurt you. Nobody did anything to wound you. Everybody that was involved did something when they were overwhelmed to do the best they could to help you, to save you. That's all. It's nothing more complicated than that. And the fact that it wasn't quite as neat as you'd like, and it wasn't quite as secret as you like, because you wanted to pretend this never happened, well, tough, you know. It did happen, and you were in trouble, and they helped you, but you put them in trouble, too. And if you think your brother didn't talk to somebody about it, you're probably naive, because you overwhelmed him. People walked in and dealt with a woman that they didn't even know at that moment. You were unrecognizable to them, as you were to yourself. And when people are feel... Pardon me?
I realized that I needed help.
Well, but you can't always determine how the people who are help you are going to respond. They're not robots. And the next time you want someone to help you clean up your place without saying a word to anybody, hire somebody.
Hire somebody.
Yep.
It's never going to happen again. But
good.
Can I just say, I wish my daughter would have said to me, Mom, I can't handle this. Do you mind if I call?
You would have said no. Would have said no.
And I would
Anne, you're telling me that what you want your daughter to do is go through lip service of treating you like you had, that you were the old Anne. Not the Anne who has 3 feet high piles of trash, but the sentient person who raised her. You weren't that person in her eyes at that moment. You were beyond help. You were beyond what she could do to help you. So she called in somebody else who she thought she could help you. Well, why would you be mad at somebody for trying? Why would you be mad at somebody for trying to save your life? You're asking her to go through a lip service of saying, "Is it okay?" You would have said no, and then what she's supposed to do? Once you said no, what was she supposed to do?
Go home and tend to her family, and let me
and let you die. Let you die.
No,
that's how she viewed it.
I reached out. Nobody had to sit me down for an intervention and say, "Look."
That's
because nobody had to do that. I saw that myself.
That's because they didn't know. This has been a year. And look, I'll tell you what. Listen to this anymore because I don't want to make you unhappy. What I'd like you to do is to go and in 20 minutes, go to drjoy.com, download the podcast, and not maybe today, but maybe tomorrow or maybe over the weekend or whenever you're comfortable about it, listen to the podcast again. Okay. And see if you can, find your way to understanding your daughter's point of view. Because if you can, you can forgive her.
I hope you can too.
855-99 Dr. Joy, Steve and Ann, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. Steve, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. I always appreciate your advice, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you. How am I going to help?
I have a cousin who has a daughter who's a student at Penn State University.
Okay.
They live in California. I live in the New York area.
Okay.
And she had a one-week break. I don't really know her that well. I've only met her a couple of times. She had a one-week break, and because her grandmother and my mother were sisters, the grandmother, you know, said to me by email, could you, you know, accommodate my daughter, our granddaughter? Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, okay, sure. You know, I have a one-bedroom apartment, but, you know, she's free to, you know, sleep on the living room couch. And so she was over for a week last week, and it went well. You know, she came and went as she pleased. We went out to dinner once or twice, and, you know, it was very pleasant.
So Uncle Stevie was a great tour guide, huh?
Exactly, sure. And I told her all the great places to go in New York and all of that. So she gets on the bus at the end of the week, and before she leaves, she says, oh, you know what, I'm going to be back in New York probably in May, you know. And I get the feeling that that was a hint that she intends to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, oh, you know, once a year, that sounds pleasant. She's a freshman in Penn State. I almost have the feeling that she sort of expects, oh, anytime I have a one-week break from Penn State in the middle of Pennsylvania, I can go come to Uncle Steve's in New York, you know. And I don't want that to be the situation.
The default situation, huh? The default setting. How often are you willing to host her?
I'd say once a year would be fine, you know. But probably not every time that she has a break from Penn State.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. I mean, this is your brother, right? And his, no, your cousin. So she's a
cousin, yes.
First or second cousin.
So in other words, she's the next generation. So my direct cousin, she's the daughter.
Right, so she's a second cousin. All right,
right.
So the question is, do you know, I mean, for example, if she was going to be in town and you said, hey, there's a student hostel or there's, if you can find a place to stay, then I'd be glad to take you out for dinner one night or something. I mean, is the issue her staying at your place?
Yeah, I wouldn't want her to stay on a regular basis, you know.
Are you single or married?
I'm single, but I'm in a relationship with somebody who lives in New Jersey.
Because that's one of the possibilities. So just say, listen, I've got somebody who's sleeping over that week, so we'd love to take you out for dinner one night, but there wouldn't be any privacy. I can't invite you to stay.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah,
here's another possibility. Given the fact that she's already sort of lining you up, I would just send her maybe an email and say it was great getting to know you, and I love being a tour guide, I'm in this relationship, so you being able to crash at my pad is probably going to become less and less likely. But here are a couple of places that I thought you might want to check out, where you might be able to stay inexpensively, and then I could, you know, buy you dinner a couple nights or something of that sort. That's what it might
do
now.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
I'd hit it off at the pass.
Right, right. So in other words, you're worded in a positive way as opposed to a negative way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'd love to take if you and your friends would like to come, I'd love to take you, you know, out for dinner one night. The accommodations are, you know, I wouldn't even say that was okay for once, but I would even say here's some low cost places that you might want to look into to stay. The other possibility is if you know anybody in your apartment complex who might be willing. I have friends who, for example, when they have a lot of people coming to stay, will put the company in their apartment and then they'll just take somebody else's apartment because the idea of having that many people in one place is just a little overwhelming. So that's a possibility.
Right.
But if that's not what you're feeling, then what I would just say is, the next time you and your friends, that's what I might say, the next time you and your friends decide that you're going to visit New York, please give me a little bit of advance warning so I can maybe invite you out for dinner. And in the meantime, here are some inexpensive places to stay. I might even do that.
Yeah.
Now, what she's probably going to do is call her dad and say, well, Uncle Stevie said, you know, next time there's some places to stay. But they'll probably get it as well.
Yeah, that is my fear, I guess, that the aunt or the grandmother, rather, is going to talk to somebody in my family saying, oh, you know, Steve's not, you know, let her stay for 1 week, but he doesn't want to let her back for a second week. I have this fear.
Well, but I think that's very likely to happen. But then your choice is, do you want to be Uncle Stevie the hero, or do you want to have your place to your, or do you want to have a college kid crashing with on your floor with her friends?
Yeah.
Or with or without her friends.
I really enjoy my place to myself. I'm sort of a person that likes his own space and doesn't really feel too comfortable about other people invading my space. So maybe it's worth the price.
Yeah, it may be worth it. And then if you get any grief from the family, I would just do the stupid and cheerful of, you know, I just assumed that she would love to have her friends here, and I just thought I would just be Uncle Stevie, the wonderful host of doing a little bit of footwork and finding some places she might be able to stay, and I could take them out for dinner.
Yeah. Okay. I think that might work. I'll give that a try.
But, so go, and you can do the, what is it, the air neighbor kind of thing, which is this huge controversial thing, as I'm sure you're aware in New York, of people renting space in condos. They're about
right.
to clamp down on it, but I don't think they have yet. Or and presumably, if she's at Penn State, there are other people who live in the New York area that she could stay with or whatever. And so I would just say, I would definitely do a little bit of homework, because if you just send an email that says, next time you're here, I'd love to take you out for dinner. First of all, it's ambiguous. She's not going to know exactly what that means, and she may show up at your house with a backpack. But if you say, the next time you and your friends are here, now that you've had an introduction to New York, when you and your friends come back, I found a couple of places that you might be able to bunk together, and I'll take you guys out for dinner.
Yeah, and in fact, the irony is, just as you said, she does have a friend that lives in New York, but she lives in a small studio apartment. So I don't see why maybe, you know, she could bunk with her.
That's not up to you. That's you can't tell
right.
her where. You're just saying, and again, by saying, you know, I'm glad you had the introduction to New York. Now when you and your friends come, you'll know a little bit more, and I can take you out and show you some dinner, and here's some, or buy you brunch or something, and here's some places that I found that you guys may be able to have a little more privacy and bunk together or something.
Yeah.
But I would do it now. I would do it because spring break is just around the corner.
That's right. I'm sure he has plans to the week in New York. Yeah.
So just go Google inexpensive student housing or something, or you know, bunking in New York or something. Or I'm sure there, you know, some place. The other thing to do is to check out local colleges, because quite often over spring break they can make space available for other kids. So.
Yeah.
But
that's an idea.
If you don't want her in your place, offer her something else. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can
even say
I'll go halvesies or something. Alrighty?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Uncle Stevie. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.